This is the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGVU for Tuesday, July 28, 2026. Today, the streets of Old Grand Rapids at GRPM, Mosaic Counseling on the Grand Haven Tragedy, Atrio Home Care, Fiesta Burton Heights, and Kent County Community Fest. That's all ahead on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGVU.
Well, the streets of Old Grand Rapids, hopefully, is your home away from home, something you've been passing on, hopefully, to yours. It's immersed generations of visitors, and there is always an opportunity to get up close and personal with this, plus the other exhibits. I only get the best. Museum curator Andrea Melvin. Good morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning.
Mo Fleming, you're a volunteer manager. Are volunteers stepping up to the plate and hitting home runs?
We have more volunteers currently listed as active than we ever have at any time in the museum's history.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Why is that?
I think it's because of the number of young people who want to work in our museum. Excuse me, I was just telling Andrea that, 37% of our volunteers are under 30. Almost half are under 50. And the average age in the United States for museum volunteers is in their 70s. So we are very, very grateful for the number of young people leaning into museum work and museum learning.
Great. So thank you for opening your doors to all. Let's zone in on the streets of Old Grand Rapids, and I'll ask you why we're doing this. Take it away, Andrea.
We're really excited. It's one of our newer exhibits at the museum, the Streets of Old Grand Rapids Second Floor Displays. So many know that the streets have been, an exhibit that's been loved by all for many, many years, and we've expanded. So we've got our second floor, which features new businesses and new artifacts to explore.
Yes. The big picture, the streets of Old Grand Rapids, literally?
Yeah, it is. It's exploration of the old city streets of Grand Rapids, the stores, the retail, the businesses, dating back to the 1890s. And it's immersive. You get to go in and visit some of these shops, and it's just a really great time.
Yes. Is the horse involved with this?
No horses this time around. We've got a couple new spaces that are being featured. One is an old dentist office. So you get to see all the old dentist tools and devices and explore the history of this one gentleman, Ezra Holmes, who was a dentist right here in Grand Rapids. And then also the Kent Scientific Institute, which is actually the old name for the museum. So you're getting to explore what the museum was like in the 1890s.
So you've had the first exhibit on the first floor for a bit, and now you've expanded into the second floor.
That is correct. So
and will that second floor be permanent or?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's permanent. And visitors can go upstairs and see those spaces. There's even an accessible elevator that makes it really great to get up into and explore.
All right, Mo, let's bring you in. How have volunteers helped with this exhibit?
Well, I do want to say that while there are no horses on the second floor, there are horses on the first floor in the firehouse, which is one of the shops staffed by volunteers. Volunteers, we try to staff 5 shops, and we try to do it morning and afternoon 7 days a week. And we're probably staffing at about 75%. So we're always looking for people who might be available to work Monday through Fridays, which are harder for a lot of people because they're in school or they're working. But the volunteers staff the pharmacy, the firehouse, the print shop, the lathe, and they also are becoming experts on the second floor. So while we don't have volunteers there, I always say to a volunteer, your job is to be the best experience a guest has all day long, and then you send them to the second best. Mm-hmm. So they experience them on the first floor. We send them upstairs with as much info as we can that can carry them through that exhibit.
I'm looking at some of the experience you have. You have a volunteer for years one, Ron 12.5 years.
Yeah, Ron works in the pharmacy 2 mornings a week, and the cool thing about him is he's a retired pharmacist. And the other cool thing about that, though, is there are also young women who work there on weekends who are nursing students. There are also a retired attorney there and, someone who's studying chemistry. So there's really room for a lot of variety in who staffs our stores. And while the information we share remains the same, how people tell that story is very different from volunteer to volunteer.
If one is interested in volunteering, I trust there's a whole program to train me?
Sure, of course. You can just go to our website, grpm.org, and click on to the join link. It'll take you right to our page. You can apply very quickly right there.
What was your involvement, Andrea, in curating this?
Yeah, so the Grand Rapids Public Museum has an incredible collection of archives and artifacts. So we drew from those, picked items, picked interesting artifacts that tied into the time period. You know, what's really special about the collection is actually most of it's been donated by members of the community. So we're getting to share new collections with the community. And that was my primary role was doing that selection.
Is the streets of Old Grand Rapids included in my admission?
Yes, it is. Yeah, definitely including your admission. And there's lots more experiences including in the admission at the museum.
Yes. And this is available 7 days a week?
It is. Yep.
Yep. Yep. There are only 7 days in a week, right?
There are only seven days in a week.
That's all we schedule.
Yeah. Sometimes I want eight.
Checking out the museum's website. There's so many great experiences at the museum. We've got some cool exhibits. Unseen Oceans is one that's really fantastic right now as well. And, and Kent County kids getting free to the museum. So.
And one, how does one prove that?
I think usually at the front desk, we just ask for your zip code. Mm-hmm. If necessary, we'll ask for an ID. But there's also discounts for people who are in military service. There's a senior discount. There's a discount for Kent County adults. And currently, Kent County residents get free parking.
Well, and again, all that adds up to the knowledge that is seeped, especially if you're born and bred or certainly a newcomer. And then Dale goes his way, end of the year, right? My friend Dale.
Yes,
your president and CEO. But until then, keep him working hard.
We are.
Yes. Yeah. What do you leave us with, Mo Fleming?
I leave us with the fact that I'm overwhelmed with the number of really young people who tell me they're passionate about history. And I sometimes joke that if you haven't been in love, you can't be passionate yet. But I learn a lot from the people who come to volunteer with us. I'm not from West Michigan, so it's been a really great experience for me. I work with a lot of young people. They all want to be Andrea when they grow up. They're all studying at GVSU and Central, and they all want to be Andrea. So what we get to do is a privilege. If you are interested in finding out more, get on the website, like I said, and check out the volunteer options. But absolutely come visit us at the museum.
Curator Andrea Melvin, hang on to your job, and you worked hard for it. What do you leave us with?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, come for a visit and just, explore the museum. See this incredible history we have here right in Grand Rapids. We've got so many incredible stories to tell and share. And, you know, bring a friend, bring a family member and explore together. I think it's a really great opportunity to come to the museum and just learn a little something new.
Good. All right. Something new, borrowed blue, whatever. find it all. The streets of Old Grand Rapids, for sure. Check out immersing generations of visitors in local history. Do your role and volunteer for the Grand Rapids Public Museum. And, of course, get yourself inside. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
The alleged murder-suicide tragedy in Grand Haven is stirring many emotions. Most likely, even if you did not know the family, you're still disturbed. Talking today with Mosaic Counseling Sarah Lewakowski about the emotional toll and grief work. We won't keep you long, Sarah, because I know you and yours are busy. Your boots on ground. Good morning.
Good morning. We are. We started talking and planning over the weekend of what this week was going to look like, and started taking things day by day. We had a couple places yesterday where students in Grand Haven, they could stop in with their families and talk to some of our therapists. We're going to do this again on Wednesday tomorrow, 5 to 7, and that's going to be open to the community, 5 to 7 p.m., and that is going to be at Hope Church. The address, in case anyone would like to come over, it's 14932 Mercury Drive. And then we also have, we're planning a couple other times that we can just open some space. And then also, Shelley, Mosaic Counseling, we are there for anyone for professional counseling. And we have capacity, we can get people in quickly, and that's for residents of Ottawa and Kent County. And calling 616-842-9160 to schedule something with us, or you can visit our website, mosaiccounseling.com, at any time to schedule that free intake.
Sarah, is it normal for all of us here in West Michigan to feel some type of grief without even, knowing the family?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. 100%. I mean, we're all, you know, we all have family, friends, and we can put ourselves consciously, subconsciously in that place. And, you know, what family means to us. Life is so fragile. All of that, kids, six kids, you know, so those of us who have kids and we think about talking to them about something like this. And Mandy was a teacher in Grand Haven. So, you know, you mentioned, you know, just whether students had her for a teacher or whether they've just been walking in the hallway and know who she is. But then those kids cover different schools in that district as well. So we have been partnering with Grand Haven Area Public Schools, anything that they need that we can provide to them.
Yes. Well, in my world, the animals I'm sad for as well.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes.
Yes. So ask for help at this point?
Please. Please. And, you know, if it's not professional counseling that makes sense for you, just being around people, being around family, friends, especially if you have a student that knows them, but just connect, you know, check in on each other, and that can be really be helpful.
All right, Sarah, how do we find out more about your Mosaic Counseling and, again, the ways that we can get involved and give back to this family in the best ways possible, please?
Yes. Well, Mosaic, again, you can reach out to us either mosaiccounseling.com or 616-842-9160. I did just see online today that there is a GoFundMe that has been started for the family for memorial service for costs for that. So I think I'm not exactly sure where that is, but I'm sure it's going to be popping up many, many places.
Great. All right, Sarah, please keep up your good work, and certainly
thank you
for this opportunity, knowing that you do good work on behalf of Mosaic Counseling. Take care. Let's talk about a strategic partnership happening that will align all home health care operations under Atrio Home Care, expanding access and more. So we talked to you, CEO of Trillium, Atrio Board Chair, overall good guy, a little birdie says, Troy Vugdevane. Good morning to you, Troy.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for being here and the good work that you do with your many hats. Remind me of the good work of Trillium.
Yeah, Trillium Living is... It's an offshoot, actually, of Holland Homes. So about a year and a half ago, we came up with a branding of the name Trillium Living, which is to better describe all the different entities that come under it. So a number of different entities were born out of Holland Home. Many people are familiar with Holland Home, Shelley, and it's been around since 1892, so 134 years of serving the West Michigan community here, and blessed to be able to do that. And out of Holland Home, a number of entities were kind of birthed, I guess you could say. Faith Hospice, Faith Palliative Care, Reliance Community Care Partners, the Dementia Institute, Trillium Institute, Atrio Home Care, which is what we're kind of talking about here today, and Tandem 365. So just a lot of great organizations that do great work here in West Michigan and beyond, and are here to serve the people.
Yes. So here we are talking about all coming together for the same reason of taking care of seniors, I trust, is the bottom line. Where does your Atrio Home Care come into play?
So Atrio Home Care was actually, it originated back in 1990, actually. So it's been around for about 36 years, but it was under a different name at that time, which was Holland Home Care is what it was called. So about maybe about 10 years ago or so, we came together with Rest Haven and decided to pull both of our organizations' home care agencies together. And, came up with the name Atrio. So we are a partner with Rest Haven, and now just recently, which is kind of why we are here, we just partnered also with Porter Hills Home Care. Many are familiar with that. It now comes under the name of Brio. But Porter Hills Home Care is now a part of Atrio. So the way that Atrio is set up, it's 20% owned by Rest Haven, 20% owned by Brio, Porter Hills, and 70% owned by, or 60% owned by Trillium Living. So the merger that came together happened about a month ago now, and it's all official. And so Porter Hills unfolded into the Atrio company, and we feel very, very blessed by that. It makes Atrio the largest non-hospital-based home care in West Michigan here. And it's as a faith-based component. Its mission statement is we're going to follow Christ's example. We're going to serve with love and compassion and excellence. So having Brio a part of this now only strengthens the organization, because many that are familiar with Porter Hills Home Care knows that it was an outstanding organization run by really good people with a similar mission and a similar focus. And Atrio now serves about 2,600 people a day, which is a gift, and we are blessed to be able to do that. And that's done through two components of Atrio. So you have Atrio Home Care, which is a Medicaid-certified program, and that is there to help people that may have just gotten done with an illness or an injury or a surgery, and we have medical professionals that come into the home and help them to recover or rehab or do whatever they need to do to get back on their feet and get better again and get back to the normalcy of life. And then we also have Atrio Help at Home, which is a private duty organization. And what they do is they will come in and do things like housekeeping or help people get ready in the morning, seniors that may need a little bit more help in the mornings to get ready or get to bed or bathing or cooking or shopping for them, just all those normal daily activities of life that people do. Atrio Help at Home can be there to help with those things. So whether it's medical or just your regular activities of daily living, Atrio is there for people.
Much we take for granted, and kudos to those who lay their helping hands on our seniors, which I trust that even in our West Michigan, the senior population is growing.
Senior population is growing, and it's not just growing, it's actually opening everybody's eyes to see the rate at which it's growing, because one of the concerns is we're not going to have enough caregivers to care for all the seniors that are coming up. So so that's one of the things that we are preparing for, and we know there's a wave of people that are continuing to retire, and especially here in West Michigan. So that's why Atrio is there. It's for those people that they may not want to move into a place like a Holland Home or a Porter Hills or a Rest Haven. They may want to stay put in their homes, and Atrio helps them to do that for as long as possible. And you kind of mentioned it, Shelley, but those caregivers that we have, those frontline staff, are amazing people. The care that they provide, the expertise that they come in with, and just the love and compassion that they serve with. They make this their life, and they take it seriously, and they love what they do, and they have a passion for it. And I think that's the blessing of Atrio. It's those frontline people that are out there caring for seniors.
Yes. I'm looking at, thank you for bringing in your 2026 Community Impact Report.
Yes.
Full of testimonies, and you featured my friend Diane. Diane, with a daughter of a former resident. So, and again, we all will age in different ways, but there is something to be said about a vibrant community as one can live as a senior, yes?
Yeah, you're spot on. So places like a Holland Home or a Rest Haven or a Porter Hills, where people can move into those facilities and they have the care that's there for them, there's something about community. And there's something that community does for people. When you're surrounded by people that just have a love for activity and a love for vibrancy and a love for activities and programs, moving into a facility can be a really, really beneficial thing for people. And studies have even shown that the more that you are involved with vibrant things in life and more that you are involved with educational things and part of a community, the more you have a chance to thrive. And I think that has been shown time and time again. And again, Atrio goes right into facilities as well, too, and helps provide care right in facilities. So whether you're in your home or at a facility, Atrio is there for you.
Are you also in partnership with those who provide hospice?
We are, yes. So under the Trillium Living umbrella, we have many people here in West Michigan are familiar with Faith Hospice and Trillium Woods. So Trillium Woods is actually our inpatient hospice program. It's a 20-bed inpatient program. It's an amazing program. If you've never had a chance to see the facility or be able to tour it, we would love to be able to do that for people. And then along with that, we have Faith Hospice, and Faith Hospice is serving over about 350 people a day out in the community. And again, it's those frontline caregivers and the work that they do, which is just amazing. So, and then along with our hospice program, we also have our Faith Palliative, which is a palliative care program. And we are providing services in various hospitals through our palliative care doctors. And it's a great program, and sometimes people wonder, what is palliative care? And palliative care is actually what it does is it helps people to live their lives the best way they possibly can, regardless of what they're going through. So if they're going through cancer treatments, palliative care is there to help you as you go through it, because sometimes there's side effects to cancer treatment, and it's there to help you live life to the fullest even while you're going through those different things.
And I think way back when I brought my roving microphone out to your Dementia Institute.
You did. I remember that.
It was life-changing, playing, assuming a role of one with dementia, putting gloves on my hands, putting something in my ear so that it felt like I was bombarded with the noise. Your institute is caring for people.
Yeah, and I think what you're describing there, Shelley, that is the dementia journey, which we have. Yes. So it's actually two apartments that we have that we built into our corporate office, and all of our staff go through that training, and it's a kind of an empathy training, as you described it so well. And so all of our staff at Holland Home and the different organizations go through that training just to help them to feel what it's like for those that are challenged with dementia.
Yes. Lastly, Troy, I know our Dean Morrison did a wonderful story on the merger, and the headline, West Michigan's newest senior home health partnership prioritizing people over profit.
Yep. I think that is one of the beauties of Atrio. As a nonprofit organization, people can trust that it's going to be there for them, that it's not going to be sold to another organization, or it's not there for the profits of making money to give back dividends to shareholders or any of those types of things. It's truly a nonprofit, which is really, it's owned by the community. That's who owns it. It's the community of people that are out there. And so that's why it's there, to serve those people.
Well, my friend Michael S. Was right. You're a Superman. So, Troy Vug-Devine, thank you very much. CEO of Trillium and Atrio Board Chair, thank you. How do we find out more information?
They can go to our website. You can go to the Atrio Home Care website. It's probably the best for the Atrio program. And you can also check out the Holland Home website or Trillium Living website as well, too.
Back you go to your seniors' favorite age group, I'm sure, underneath your wing. Thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you, Shelley.
And there's a big party come this Saturday. It's the 1st of August, so why not hold a fiesta Burton Heights from 9 to 6? Let's talk to you, Javier Cervantes. So glad that you're here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you doing?
Good. Marcus Renalga, thanks for being back and having another fiesta for us.
Thanks for having us, Shelley.
Appreciate you. All right, let's get into some of the details of what's happening, who's involved, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of music, food, soccer, lowriders, and games. What's the big picture here when it comes to a Fiesta Burton Heights. Take it away.
Yeah, so this is an event put on by the Burton Heights Business Association, and I believe this is our fifth year, second year branded as the Fiesta Burton Heights. So we started this out as Ole Tamole, an event celebrating all the great restaurants down in Burton Heights. But we've expanded it and have a full day of fun planned. So the futsal, the football, it starts first thing in the morning and runs all day. This is taking place on the city parking lots right behind Agave. And we're inviting everyone from the community to come by.
Before I go to you, Javier, Fiesta Burton Heights, who's behind this? What organization?
So the Burton Heights Business Association, myself and Javier here are both members of the executive committee. So we represent the interest of the businesses in Burton Heights. So we do cool community events like this a couple times a year, and this is kind of the crowning achievement of what we put on every year.
Yes. You're all branded with executive director, Javier.
Yes. So with the business association that we have here, we have businesses, we have organizations that are part of this. And I am the ED over at the Diatribe Inc. And we are happy to be a part of this event. This is our second year being a part of the committee. And we're happy to bring community together, Shelley, to be able to celebrate the culture, the different food, the music that we have, the performances. So we're just really happy to bring community together.
Yes. More on the day, 9 to 6. In general, it's all outdoors, and I'm wandering pretty much the streets, paying for my food, listening to my music. Tell me more.
Yes, so we have lots of local bands that will be playing at this event. We have some local DJs as well. We have our MC, Yeli, from Accessible VIP will be there as well. And they will be performing all day from 9 to 6. There's going to be lots of entertainment going on. We're also going to have a lowrider show, Shelley. Very cool. So there's going to be a group of people that bring their lowriders and to showcase them and just to take some cool pictures, some cool videos, and really get to experience the different lowriders that we have here in Grand Rapids.
Nice. Tell me more about the soccer, football, if you would, Mark. I mean, coming off FIFA, all still on a high, even though, you know, USA did their thing.
Yeah, it's what most people know as futsal. So it's, a hard surface. We're setting up the courts in partnership with the Soccer Rebellion. So it's all ages. I believe all the teams have registered already, so... we're hoping that we get a ton of people out from the neighborhood to cheer these teams on. So I know that the younger teams, they start early in the morning, and Soccer Rebellion has the full slate planned all throughout the day.
Nice. Javier, more on the food. Are we celebrating a culture here?
Well, all the cultures, Shelley. There's so many cultures that are represented in the Burton Heights Business District, and being able to highlight all the amazing restaurants that are in that area. There's going to be delicious food. If you like spicy food, there will be spicy food. If you like food with different flavors, there's going to be lots of flavors there. We have Ed Global participating again. We're so happy that they have been supporting us each and every year. And lots of many other restaurants as well that will be able to showcase their great food. And if you want to come back and check them out at a later time, they will be there in the Burton Heights Business District.
Looks like maybe a cloudy sky, high near 82. We can handle that.
Absolutely. So last year...
It's only Tuesday.
Yes. So last year was one of the hottest days of the year. And so we're going to consider 80 degrees perfect for this event. We'll have some tents out. We do have access to one of our local businesses for a little cooling center if we need it. But I can tell you... the most popular drink last year was, what do you call those pineapple drinks, where they actually hollow out the pineapple?
Yeah,
and so
pineapple drink.
The pineapple drink, yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I know each of my kids got one of them and wanted another, so that's one of the highlights of the food there as well.
Nice. Is it all family-friendly? Will there be adult beverages, Javier?
Yes, it is a family-friendly event. We are looking forward to celebrating all communities, little ones, parents, guardians, even our senior citizens as well. They want to come out and enjoy the fun, some music, get your dancing shoes on, because there's going to be lots of music throughout the whole day, and something for everybody to enjoy.
And this is described as, and you mentioned this, Marcus, in the parking lot.
Yes.
That's 2019 Division Avenue. There's parking around
there. Yeah,
there's
two parking lots. You're coming off Cutler Street, I believe, to access these. So it'll be really well marked. We're closing down the parking lot on Friday to set up. And people from the community can find other businesses to park at. My organization at the Four Star Theater is a place people can park, Exalta Health. So the parking lot will be full of the activity, but people from our neighborhood know that there's street parking all around.
And we also encourage folks to come in and just walk to the neighborhood as well. There's lots of opportunities for just to walk the neighborhood, come and enjoy, and yeah, that you don't have to worry about getting in and out of car afterwards.
Nice. Yep, that's the way it works, putting the spotlight on both of you personally. Javier, remind me of the good work of Diatribe.
Yeah, so we are an arts and culture nonprofit organization. We just opened up a brand new building, Shelley. I would love to get you there.
Roving Mike is ready.
Yeah, so right there in the corner of Burton and Division area, we have our programming space, we have retail spaces, we have 8 affordable units, and an event venue as well. So come and check us out. We will be there this Saturday as well to enjoy the festivities.
And Four Star Theater is pretty cool, Marcus.
Yeah. So also an exciting time for us. If you come by on Saturday, you'll see our iconic marquee. Former residence to a whole slew of pigeons is almost completely deconstructed in anticipation of being brought back later this year. So Four Star Theater. There's a lot going on there every week. I'm personally the founder and president. We have a partnership with the DAC, who brings in a lot of fun events there. I think on Saturday night there's a film event that may be sold out already. So, exciting day in Burton Heights.
Wonderful. All right, Javier Cervantes, what do you end us with when it comes to Fiesta Burton Heights, the 2026 edition, please?
Yes, we want to just thank all of our sponsors as well for sponsoring this event. Their support means so much to us. We're thankful that they are believing in this event and our community to bring this event to life. We also want to encourage folks, if they have any questions or any last-minute sponsorships, they can contact us on Facebook at the Burton Heights Business Association Facebook page.
Will you leave us with Marcus Rignalda?
Yeah. Again, just want to highlight the sponsors who helped make this possible. The South Division, Granville Avenue Corridor Improvement Authority, Pioneer Construction, Pridgen and Clay, Boost Mobile, Experience GR, CAS Trucking is bringing in water and Gatorade for free, and the City of Grand Rapids Office of Special Events, and Bridge Street Ministries, who's opening up their space as a cooling center should we need it on Saturday.
Wonderful. Ryan and his team.
Yes.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Enjoy your Saturday as you celebrate Fiesta Burton Heights. Marcus and Javier, we'll talk again. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
Let's talk about your tomorrow from 4 to 7. Head to Brewer Park in Byron Center, and you get to do it again come Thursday, August 13th at the Kent County North Campus. You bet we're talking about a wonderful Kent County expansion on a community fest, adding this South event that we will all gather for tomorrow. I only get the best. Mindy Hunsinger, good that you are here. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator, good morning to you with Kent County Health Department.
Good morning.
Thank you for you, Melissa Beisel, RN and Moore Public Health Program Supervisor, Community Clinical Services Division with the Kent County Health Department. I bet you're good at giving shots and more.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
A stereotype of a nurse. There we are. So physical therapist, my first career. So anything that has to do with health, we jump on into it. All right, ladies, you representing one of the many that will be on site tomorrow. Give me, the general Community Fest 101 on why this is happening tomorrow.
We are really excited to bring back the Kent County Community Fest after such an incredible response last year. We had more than 1,000 people attend our very first Community Fest, and it exceeded all of our expectations. Because of that success, we're expanding this year by offering 2 free Community Fests, one in the south end of the county and one in the north, so more residents have an opportunity to attend.
Yes, and this is all part of the Kent County community, correct? That's bringing together everyone for both of these opportunities both tomorrow and August. And I guess let me turn then to you, if I can, Mindy, on how this works and who is, waiting to share their services.
Yeah, I'm going to actually let Melissa take this one because I'm going to talk about Preparedness Alley. Oh, is that okay?
Yes, you have a dog and pony show that we've got to go for it, Mindy.
So the Community Fest is a free, family-friendly event that brings together Kent County departments and programs in one place so residents can learn about the many services available to them. It's really designed to be a fun afternoon for families, but also giving people the opportunity to meet staff behind the services that they may use every day or may not even know exist. Whether they're coming for activities, the food, or to learn about the county resources, there's truly something for everyone.
All right, and it is, I trust, a free event. It's, as I mentioned, from 4 to 7 Brewer Park.
Yes, so tomorrow from 4 to 7 at Brewer Park in Byron Center. And then we also have that other community event on Thursday, August 13th at the North Campus in Cedar Springs, and that's from 4 to 7. I'll tell you a little bit about what families can expect. So we're going to be doing free ice cream, free backpacks and school supplies while supplies last, local food trucks, face painting, glitter tattoos, balloon animals, and really activities for kids of all ages. We'll also have some really exciting equipment on display, including fire engines. The Kent County Road Commission will have some vehicles. And one of the biggest attractions every year is the sheriff's office. They bring their canine unit and their mountain unit, which are always the crowd favorites.
So get there and get to know a friendly animal. And it looks like then, again, it's just you come and go, right? You come and visit the different tables and watch the different displays and more.
Yeah, we're going to have representatives from more than 20 county departments and organizations. So that includes the animal shelter, sheriff's office, health department, veterans services, parks department, community action, public works, even the John Ball Zoo will be there.
Nice. Oh, they'll be on air here tomorrow. So I'll give you another shout out. There we are. Tell me, and then all this happens again on August 13th.
Yes. So, tomorrow, July 29th at Brewer Park and Byron Center from 4 to 7, and then Thursday, August 13th from 4 to 7 at the North Campus in Cedar Springs.
Just attend both, and you'll be even twice as smart.
Yes.
All right, take it away with some specifics here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this year at South Fest only, we are debuting Preparedness Alley, which is, it's similar to Community Fest, but it's like an emergency preparedness twist that we put onto it. So it expands a number of partners, the organizations from, partners from different organizations outside of Kent County. So it's just partners who all work together during emergencies. And so you can expect Kent County Health Department, Kent County Emergency Management. You can also expect Grand Rapids Office of Emergency Management. We, AeroMed will be there. So there is going to be a helicopter that is landing. That is, I think, one of the most exciting parts about Preparedness Alley is that we, AeroMed will, they're planning to arrive around 4. They're planning to leave around 7. So if you time it just right, you can watch it land. You can watch it take off. And I think one of the coolest parts is that one of the members of Kent County Emergency Management is going to be the one on the ground landing it. So he's going to be directing the landing. Brian Stolzenberg is who that is. And so he works very closely with AeroMed in all of everything that he does. So AeroMed will be there. Come see the helicopter. We also have Grand Rapids Bomb Squad. They will be there. They have one of their robots, and then you can see one of their suits, their bomb technician suits. You can talk to their technicians. We are going to have Grand Rapids Fire there. They have a smokehouse that they're bringing, and so that's a simulated experience. And it's really an educational piece where they show you what a house looks like when it fills with smoke. I have actually never seen this one up close and personal, but every single response partner who has heard that the smokehouse will be there gets very excited. So I'm by association, I'm excited as well. But
we're excited.
Yes. I mean, we're going to have National Guard. We're going to have the Salvation Army. We're going to have the Red Cross. Kent County Emergency Services Team, which is the county's search and rescue unit. So we are going to have quite a few response partners that expand. It's not just Kent County services. It's a bunch of organizations working together during emergencies.
And this is for tomorrow's event.
This is
only
for tomorrow. So this will only be at Southfest. I do encourage you to come to both. Come to Southfest. Come to Northfest.
I would think there'd be a good reason to do that. And, of course, the preparedness, our first responders, their job's so serious, but it's going to be nice to see them when they're not stressed, for lack of better, in a
yes.
positive way.
Yes.
I mean, stress can be good when you have a job to do. That's for sure. What else is important we know?
Yeah, so we would love to see everyone come out and join us. Bring your family, invite your friends and neighbors, and spend the afternoon enjoying everything Community Fest has to offer. The events are completely free, so there's no registration required, and it's a great opportunity to have fun, meet your county departments, and discover the resources available right in Kent County. We hope to see you there.
Yes, well, with a sunny sky and a high of 85 degrees, it sounds kind of like a perfect afternoon from 4 to 7 tomorrow. All right, one more time, tomorrow and then August 13th, correct?
Yes, yep. Tomorrow, 4 to 7, Brewer Park. August 13th, 4 to 7, Cedar Springs, North Campus.
All right, all the players involved, such background, good background you both have done. Thank you very much, Melissa Beisel, and you, Mindy Hunsinger, with your talents, with the many things you do to put this Community Fest on. I'm sure many volunteers have stepped up, and again, looks like most said yes, so there we are. Thanks, ladies. Have fun.
Thank you.